This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServ USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, he tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. With the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Glad to have you rolling along with us on What's on Your Mind for another hour. I'm Scott Hennin, Kevin Plintis here, John Hinderrocker in just a moment. A couple of calls that came in during the break. Let's roll those, Kev.
Yeah, to answer your question on how it's going now, the difference is between then and now is this too demonic now, too much evil. The only way this ends, we need an intervention. God has to intervene, otherwise it's too far gone now, I believe. Anyway, it's my opinion. Thanks.
Well, something to be said for that.
Well, I still think God's on the throne.
Absolutely. So, the other one that came in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to comment on the state of the state that we're currently seeing. My number is 952.
We don't need your number. Go ahead. Go ahead and tell us what's on your mind.
I lived through the Kent State nightmare, and I lived through Vietnam, but the crescendo that's happening now is much deeper than those issues were.
I think he called live as well. I think that was the gentleman that called in live as well.
Appreciate the comment. Thank you. Tom and Osakis, let's get you in here. What's on your mind?
Hi. About the Adam Schiff vote, I don't quote Democrats very often, but a while back, Bill Clinton, he would think he was talking about welfare reform. It doesn't matter. But he said, we have to stop sacrificing good at the altar of perfect. And if I were Representative Massey or any of the 20s constituent, I would tell them, vote for it. If you think the fine is a problem, then you vote for it and pass another ruling and eliminate the fine. But get in there and get the job done. Now I'll quote a rhino. Doggone Mitt Romney said a while back, we don't have to worry about 47% of the people. Neither party has to worry about their 47%. We should always be speaking to the 6%. And we had an opportunity a week ago to speak to the 6% about the debt crisis and what it does to families, and we missed it. We have the opportunity yesterday to speak to the 6% about the destruction that Adam Schiff is causing to this country, and we missed it. And instead of speaking to the 6%, here we are today, not even talking about the liar Adam Schiff. We have Republicans arguing with Republicans, and we need to stop doing that. I thank you for your time, sir.
Well, Tom for president.
Tom for president. Let's make Osakis, Minnesota the headquarters for the next president of the United States. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate that very much. Thanks for the call. We do have a statement from Congressman Armstrong's office on the vote saying, quote, the censor resolution is written is unconstitutional. It also censured him and then sent him to ethics for an investigation. That's like convicting someone and then sending them to court for the trial. I voted to remove Adam Schiff from the Intel Committee and fought against him through two impeachments. But I won't vote for anything that violates the Constitution of the United States. That is from Congressman Kelly Armstrong. And Tom sort of answered that he's responding before I even have the response on what ought to happen. You know, vote for it and let all that be sorted out later. But Kelly is saying, I'm not going to vote for something that violates the Constitution. I'd vote for it myself, and then I'd let it be challenged constitutionally. You know? That's how the Democrats roll. But hopefully they vote again. We'll get John Hinderocker in here next, but you have one more?
Yep. Oh, we got a couple more. Let's get another one in here.
Well, on this Armstrong vote, I think we need to find out why Kelly voted the way he did. Otherwise, we're jumping to the same kind of actions that some of the Democrat and liberals are doing. We're accusing people of doing some things without knowing the full facts. There may be a reason, like if it was unconstitutional,
well, there you go.
We couldn't go back and have another vote. Let's find out the facts before we grill Kelly too hard. Then if he's wrong and did the wrong thing, fine. But let's not jump to the same kind of tactics that some of these progressive Democrats are doing and use it for whatever stupid reason.
All right. Well,
good point.
We'll invite Congressman Armstrong as well.
He'll come on.
To talk about this. And I'm guessing there will be another vote. That'd be my guess. John Hinderocker from the great Center of the American Experiment, serving North Dakotans and Minnesotans in so many wonderful ways. John, welcome back. How are you?
Doing great. Glad to be with you.
What do you make of this Adam Schiff kerfuffle?
Well, you know, I haven't studied it from a legal perspective, Scott. I mean, Armstrong says it's unconstitutional. I haven't analyzed it to try to figure that out. If it was unconstitutional, you know, that's really unfortunate. I mean, all that really matters is you get a newspaper headline that says Adam Schiff has been censured as a liar. There's no question you can constitutionally do that. So my view would be don't trip over your own feet. You know, get a resolution that clearly passes muster and vote for it and censure Adam Schiff. This way he gets to posture it as if he's been exonerated.
Yeah, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. Evidently, the unconstitutional part is this fine. They put in a $16 million fine. And Tom Massie, who is a solid conservative, and I'm sure Kelly's going to point to that too, voted against it as well for the same reason. But I'm with you. Just vote on it and get the headline. That's all we're looking for. And this $16 million fine evidently was not... Where's Tom Massey's line again on this? Let me see if I can find it. Something to the effect of the ability to find him. It wasn't an actual fine, just said there was an option of a fine that was included in the bill. Prior to the vote, Massey said he opposed the idea of a fine against Schiff. The resolution recommended, that's what it was, recommended a $16 million fine. So that was the line, John, recommended a fine. Let me get rid of that here. Hang on.
Yeah, we got some plan. Over.
Sorry, John. Go ahead.
Sorry, John. Do that again. We had a technical.
Sure. I mean, it seems to me. I mean, I don't know what the point of the recommendation is. He hasn't got $60 million anyway. You know, I mean, what they should have is a simple, clean resolution that censures Adam Schiff as a liar for lying repeatedly about the Russia collusion hoax. He played a key role in the worst scandal in American history, and he deserves to be censured for it. Let's not let him off the hook.
Yeah, big time. Raleigh says, could you ask John Hinderocker about the North Dakota legislature voting record analysis that he talked about last time on your show?
Yeah, so some people in North Dakota have gone to a big database where you can analyze every single vote of every legislature in the United States, and you can pair up who's voting with whom. This is going to go up on our website, AmericanExperimentND.org, on Monday. There are some really interesting charts. But basically what it shows, I mean, for conservatives in North Dakota who can't figure out why they keep electing Republicans and they keep not getting a lot of really solid conservative legislation out of Bismarck, these charts are going to explain that pretty clearly. And what they show is that in the North Dakota House in particular, there are an enormous number of Republicans who are voting with the Democrats a lot of the time, in a number of cases, most of the time. And when you see it laid out in chart form, I mean, it's really striking. And I think, you know, North Dakota voters need to understand what the real voting records of their representatives are.
What do you think is the most glaring example of something that should be a slam dunk for conservative policy in North Dakota that is not happened?
Well, there are so many, Scott. I mean, you can kind of take your pick. I mean, North Dakota does not have a terrible tax situation like Minnesota, but it can be improved and lowered and streamlined in various ways. That would be kind of a no-brainer. You know, real full school choice. You know, North Dakota passed a kind of a middling school choice plan, better than nothing, and then the governor vetoed it. You know, even in Minnesota, our polling shows that 74% of Minnesotans favor real solid school choice where the money follows the kid, not the building. And that's an overwhelming majority. I'm sure that the numbers in North Dakota are at least as strong. And so in some of these areas, there's no reason with your electorate in North Dakota that we can't get really solid legislation.
Yeah, I agree with you. Short time out. Back with more with John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment. Your questions or comments, welcome for John, as always, 701-271-1100, or text us, 701-237-1590. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Here's the deal. All month long for June at PetroServe USA, Hershey assorted king-size candy bars are $1.39. Have one today. Red Bull 16-ounce cans, 3 for $8. Nestle 28 packs of water are $4.69. Hostess treats are $1.19. Blue Diamond nuts only 99 cents. Kellogg's Jumbo Snacks $1.09. Muddy Buddies $1.19. Smokehouse 8-ounce meat sticks are $5.99. And Stone Creek nuts and mixes and candy $1.39 at PetroServe USA.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 164 acres in Stark County, 784 acres in Kidder and Stutzman Counties, 563 acres of exceptional cropland in Wilkin County, Minnesota, near Wolverton, 201 acres of hunting land in Roseau County, near Wanaska, 3.6 acre lot on Lake Metegoshi in Botten Hill County, mineral auctions in Slope and Headinger Counties. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The show where I make you hungry. For lunch today, PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience lasagna with garlic toast. That sounds fabulous.
All right. You can just, I'm right? Good right there.
Exactly. Or if you prefer tuna hot dish, those two are at West Main Avenue, West Fargo today. Salisbury Steak, MP Avenue, Meatloaf in Glendon, Scallop Potatoes in Yulin, Barbecued Pulled Pork, 45th Street, Fargo. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. I'd get a couple of those cookies if I were you. Karma Rolls are really fantastic, too. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment is here. I'm going to call on your legal skills as an ace lawyer and ask you what you think about the Trump indictment and how they picked the statute they'd picked, how they are ignoring the Presidential Records Act. What do you make of this circus?
Well, you know, the section of the Espionage Act that's the basis for that indictment talks about willfully withholding classified records. The Presidential Records Act itself does not have any criminal penalties. It just says that when a president leaves office, his papers and his files belong to the government and they're supposed to go to the National Archives. And then if you willfully retain them, that becomes a crime under the Espionage Act. Look, we all understand this is a political prosecution. All of the presidents and vice presidents and some of the senators, when they leave office, they take boxes of their files with them. And the way the documents are overclassified in Washington, if you take a bunch of boxes from the White House, it is inevitable that a lot of those documents are going to be classified. You know, they classify the heck out of everything. And so here's Donald Trump. He's got 150 boxes or whatever it is down at Mar-a-Lago. That wasn't the problem. The problem is that when the National Archives said, hey, President Trump, we understand you got a bunch of boxes, please give them back, he wouldn't do it. And the indictment alleges, and it sounds like they've got some audio recordings supporting some of this stuff, but the indictment alleges that he lied about it, that he shifted boxes around from place to place, that, you know, he lied about how many there were, et cetera. And I can't for the life of me understand, Scott, why he did that. If he had simply given the boxes back, he would not have had a problem. You know, Joe, that's what happened to Joe Biden and Mike Pence. It turns out that Joe Biden had classified documents sitting in his garage and various offices all over the place. And the difference is that when that came to light and the National Archives said, hey, give us those boxes back, Biden gave them back. And so did Pence. And why Donald Trump wouldn't do that, I cannot explain. If he had wanted to get himself indicted, he wouldn't have done a thing differently.
And yet, here we have selective enforcement of the law, where we have, you know, a languishing Hunter Biden investigation sitting there for how long? We have now Chuck Grassley with new information about 17 recordings, which include the president and a bribery scheme. You have documents of, you know, that we know told us this investigation is actually happening, but nothing comes of it. It really frustrates the American people, should it?
Well, it should frustrate the American people. There's no doubt that it's selective prosecution. You think back to Hillary Clinton and her private secret email server in her house. I mean, that was 1,000 times worse than anything Donald Trump did. She was conducting State Department business in real time illegally on this unsecure server. It's quite likely that the Russians and the Chinese were camped on that server reading State Department documents in real time. I mean, that was 1,000 times worse than Donald Trump having some old boxes in the basement or the shower or whatever at Mar-a-Lago. There's no question that it's selective prosecution. And I don't think there's any serious doubt that Joe Biden has been running an influence peddling scheme around the world for years and years. And he's reaped millions and millions of dollars from foreign countries and foreign governments. Why is that? Well, because he's got influence to sell as a senator and then as vice president and now as as president. It's good old-fashioned bribery, and I think we can all see that it's been going on. If you look at the polls, a large majority of Americans understand that Joe Biden has been in the middle of an influence-peddling scandal for a long time. And it looks as though the law enforcement authorities are just dragging their feet, hoping to get to the end of Biden's term.
What else you want to talk about today? We have a few more minutes left. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I got good news for you, Scott.
The bad news is that
in 2023, the Minnesota legislature did an unbelievable amount of really radical stuff. And they're patting themselves on the back and going on national TV and bragging about it. That's the bad news. Good news is Minnesotans don't like it. So if you get Thinking Minnesota magazine, you're going to see these poll data in the July issue, which is going to come out here in just a few weeks. But I'm going to give our listeners a little bit of a preview. We did some polling. We didn't do it. Meeting Street Insights, which is a top-notch pollster out of Washington, D.C., they do the polling for us. But at the right at the end of the Minnesota legislative session, we asked Minnesotans, do you approve or disapprove in general? Big picture of what the legislature has done this year. We found that only 37% approve of what the legislature has done, 59% disapprove, 59%. We asked the right track, wrong track question. And I think, as far as I can tell, for the first time ever, a majority of Minnesotans say we're on the wrong track. 43% say right direction, 51% say wrong track. And I don't think I've ever seen that before in Minnesota. And we've also found, if you look at specific things that the legislature has done, they're very unpopular. You know, they do things like raising license tab fees. 81% oppose that. They raised the sales tax in the metro to pay for more transit projects. Last thing we had, 58% oppose that. They put a tax on retail deliveries, 72% oppose. One of their signature measures is they made Minnesota a trans refuge state. What that means is that children from anywhere in the country can come to Minnesota and get sex change operations, even though those sex change operations would be illegal in the state where they live. Well, what do Minnesotans think about that? The answer is only 22% of Minnesotans approve of sex change operations for minors. 67% of Minnesotans disapprove of sex change operations for minors. So on issue after issue after issue, what we see is that the legislature in Minnesota in this session went way too far. They did a lot of things Minnesotans don't like, and they didn't do the things that Minnesotans wanted them to do. For example, the same polling finds that 60% of Minnesotans say our income taxes are too high. Only 3% of Minnesotans say they're not high enough. I don't know any of those 3%.
Well, you are. Hang on, John. Hang on, John. We'll recap all this when we come back.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, check, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes, and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
USA News Update. So far, so good for former President Trump's fundraising. Trump's team says it raised more than $2 million at Tuesday's big-ticket event in Bedminster, New Jersey, after Trump's indictment. Also another $4.5 million from small donors online. But could Trump have avoided indictment? The Washington Post says Trump attorney Christopher Keis asked Trump last fall if he should negotiate a settlement with the Justice Department, but Trump said no. More severe weather coming to the Central Plains and Southwest today, putting about 45 million people in jeopardy. Tens of thousands across the South are still without power after yesterday's storms. Parts of Wisconsin and Minnesota will be dealing with more smoke from wildfires coming down from Canada today. In Denver, a happy scene as the Nuggets and their fans get ready to celebrate the NBA championship with a parade through downtown Denver. Rich Johnson, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by a new sponsor, Elite Cabinet and Building Supply. Something great is about to begin in Watford City. The grand opening of Elite Cabinet and Building Supply, fast approaching, and soon you'll have a top-shelf lumber yard and building materials store nearby. Paint, tools, hardware, building materials, and lumber. So get those plans and project ideas ready, because Elite Cabinets and Building Supply is coming soon. Big box selection with small-town neighborhood service. Just north of the Rough Riders Center, Elite Cabinets and Building Supply.
Love it.
Yeah. Welcome a new sponsor. Love it. John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment. John, we were up against the clock there, so I just wanted to give you a chance to finish on what you weren't kidding when you said good news, that Minnesotans have awakened to this insanity. So
yeah, the good news is Minnesotans don't like, clear majority of Minnesotans don't like what the legislature has just done. And the point I was trying to make at the end there is that they also, the legislature also didn't do the things Minnesotans want done. So we find an overwhelming 74% majority for real school choice in Minnesota, but the legislature won't do it because the teachers union won't let them. And we find that 60% of Minnesotans think our personal income tax rates are too high. And obviously they're right. It's hurting our state badly. It's driving people away. It's hurting our economy. And yet with an $18 billion surplus, talk about a golden opportunity to cut taxes. The legislature didn't do it. Instead, they raised a variety of taxes. So what we're seeing here, Scott, I think is a real opportunity for a conservative comeback in the state of Minnesota.
Well, let's hope so. And let's hope they remember come election time. John Hinderrocker from the Center of American Experiment, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great day.
You bet. Jim in Fargo has some bombshell news he wants to share with us, and then we're going to get to our next guest, Senator Yana Myrdal, to talk a little bit about what is happening with the legislation they passed recently on the issue of abortion. So stay tuned for that. Jim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you haven't heard? Yeah, I thought John Hinderrocker would have heard about this breaking news bombshell. Donald Trump's going to get reindicted.
Reindicted? I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, there's another indictment coming out just shortly. Yeah, he was the man in the grassy knoll.
All right, Jim, thank you for that. You provided the humor for the program today. We can always use a little humor. That's great. Senator Yana Myrdal is here, District 19 State Senator. Hello, Yana. How are you?
I'm doing great. Kind of thinking I should go and do a rain dance, though. As farmers, we need some rain. So.
Do you need some rain? Is it a little dry up there?
Yeah, it's pretty dry. You know, things are struggling to come up. So we've had some spotty rain. But, you know, that's life as a farmer. You do what you can, and then you pray and hope for a good harvest, right?
So. Yeah, exactly right. There are people that believe they should be able to end a unborn child's life, which still is one of the blackest marks I can think of that we have going on in the United States of America these days. And they are challenging North Dakota's new abortion law once again. They've revised it, I understand. What do you know about what's going on with the legal challenge here?
Well, Scott, what is happening, and again, here we go again, right? The abortion industry cares about the bottom line and not about women and children, so they go to court once again against the will of the people in North Dakota. So what is happening is there is a pending case before a district judge in Burleigh County, Romanek. He has it sitting there. However, that section of code that case is about is now no longer in code. We rewrote and cleaned up some language, and by the way, all the way, long before session and through these amendments that we made that they are now complaining about, the North Dakota Hospital Association and the North Dakota Medical Association was at the table the entire time and stood in support verbally in committee of Senate Bill 2150, which rewrote the abortion code in North Dakota after the Dobbs decision. Didn't do major changes, just cleaned it up so it was very clear to physicians, to lawmakers, to people, what the law of North Dakota is, and that we protect life and potential life and the moms and the unborn alike. So now several physicians, they call themselves, are now signing this, plus some gender justice people are signing it too, that pregnant people, mind you, we can't honor women and say women are pregnant. We have to have pregnant people now.
What?
That language in this lawsuit. Oh, yeah, it's pregnant people.
Like as official language?
In the lawsuit?
Yes, in the complaint. In the complaint, yes, Scott.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, here we go again, right? It's like
two things
as a woman. Number one, women should be honored, like that we have a God-given ability to give life, right?
That's an applause line. That's an applause line.
And secondly, I am so sick and tired of the abortion industry thinking that women... including if we have high cholesterol, no kidding, that's mentioned in the claim here for relief, that it can be really dangerous for a woman if she has high cholesterol to be pregnant, so she should have the opportunity to abort her baby. When are we going to stop victimizing women? We are strong. We've dealt with reproductive blessings, certainly, but also reproductive challenges for thousands of years, right? And we're strong. We can handle that. We can go through hardship in order to protect our unborn. So... it's sad, once again, it goes before this judge who has seemed to be siding with the abortion industry, so we shall see.
So the stickler here is what defines health? Is that the word that is causing the issue? Okay, explain that.
Yeah. So the Supreme Court, erroneously, I think, back in the last winter during session, came back and said that there is a fundamental right to abortion in the North Dakota Constitution when it deals with the life of the mother and the health of the mother. Now, health we have defined in Senate Bill 2150. We went back to the drawing board again, along with the Medical Association and Hospital Association working with us, and defined health quite clearly. It's a long sentence, kind of too long to get into here, but we defined it as lawmakers should. Lawmakers define the words in law, not judges or courts, right? So, and that passed with a supermajority, both House and Senate, and was supported by the Medical Association, supported this bill in North Dakota, and it was signed by the governor. Very clear. We worked with all those associations very clearly to make the language very clear. But, of course, the abortion industry, Scott, they're not interested in protecting women and children. We know that. You know that. And the former abortion provider in North Dakota, who's now living in Minnesota or practicing in Minnesota, is the main plaintiff here, along with four or five physicians in North Dakota, who were also, by the way, in the room, several of them, and did not oppose any of these changes to Senate Bill 2150. So it's really a fallacy here to say that they weren't at the table, they weren't part of it, and we're radical and we're extreme in North Dakota. It's not true. They were all there through the process. So it's sad to me, once again, to see the Center for Reproductive Rights, as it's called, in New York, once again, come and help these people meddle with North Dakota law.
Oh, there it is.
And the this, just so people are clear, the law as it exists in North Dakota now is that abortions are illegal except those for pregnancies that threaten the life of the mother or stem from rape or incest, right?
Yes, or substantial organ damage or health damage to the mother. So the health is very defined. I'm sitting in a car right now, so I hate to actually try to quote the exact words because then that'll be used against me, but we defined health very clearly, that a physician very clearly knows what the health of the mother means, but it does not include mental health. They wanted to include mental health, and we said no, because that's one of the reasons they said, well, what if the person is suicidal? And there's never been in any court or in any legal language a connection between the mental health condition of a person and the right to life of a different person with a different DNA, which is the child, right? Now, the Supreme Court in North Dakota did refer to a 1914 medical journal in their decision back this winter, which, again, was odd to every life attorney around the nation because it talks about mental health. But back then, remember, that's when Margaret Sanger and later on, that a couple of decades later, that we dealt with getting rid of those with mental health, right? Getting rid of certain races, getting rid of all kinds of people through abortion. That's what Planned Parenthood's founder, Margaret Sanger, was all in it for, was eugenics. And so this 1914 medical journal that talks about the mentally incapable, how important it is to have abortions for that, is a little askew from what I think the court meant. So kind of ridiculous to base it on that, but we defined health very clearly. And I think this is just another attack on the values of North Dakota, attack on the people in North Dakota, and certainly attack on women and unborn children. And the Attorney General will fight it in court, obviously, and we'll take it as far as we need to.
The North Dakota Supreme Court has disappointed us, though, haven't they?
Yes, I was very verbal about that during session. I was very surprised at their decision. They were legislating instead of doing their job as judges, and I think the legislative body was upset about that. They took definitions out of context and tried to redefine what's in our Constitution, and I think you and I and our listeners can be very clear about the fact that there's no right to an abortion in the North Dakota Constitution, clearly, but they construed that there was such a right and certainly a right to health. Well, how do you define that? Well, we'll go back as lawmakers on next session and redefine or look into that, but how do you define that? Is health, you have high cholesterol, so you need to abort your baby? I mean, that is literally mentioned in the complaint and kind of shocking to me. That means anything. I have an infected finger, so I need to abort my baby. I feel sad today, or I have postpartum depression, which is a real serious thing, but we don't take another human's life in order to heal those things. Taking another human's life does not remove you from depressive thoughts or from having high cholesterol. So it's almost ridiculous what this complaint has done, but the Supreme Court in North Dakota has allowed this to happen with their disastrous opinion back this winter.
Texter says, I know a girl who found out she had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma when she was pregnant. Stanford Medical wanted her to abort to get chemo. She waited, had the baby, then had successful treatment. Both mom and daughter are fine. Nice
exactly.
Story. Nice story.
There's lots of good stories, yeah. And there's sad stories out there, too. Of course, if you're in the middle of a major cancer treatment and it matters, it's your life or the life of the baby, then that those exceptions are in our laws. And so when they call our laws extreme, and then, by the way, they don't call it abortion anymore. They call it abortion care centers. So they're trying to be compassionate about naming women and killing children. And, of course, this 2150 Senate bill that we had that passed.
Well done. Well done, and had to be done in short order. And your leadership on that was great. Another listener says, abortion's a difficult topic to think about, but she did wonderfully, as always. Senator Jana Myrdal, thanks for explaining it for us. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you, Seth. See you, bye.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
In Minnesota, we work hard. And we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have the all-new MyPillow 2.0 yet? Buy one and get one free right now when you use the promo code SCOTT. That's right. Brand new temperature regulating technology in these things. They're fantastic. Keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Of course, that patented interlocking fill that Mike has allows you to adjust your pillow to your individual needs. That's so great. 4 loft levels, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It's made in the USA. MyPillow.com. Promo code SCOTT. Get you the great deals or call 800-506-9028. Here's a couple of calls that came in when we were chatting with Yana on different topics.
Yeah, this is Dan. I just wanted to comment on Kelly Armstrong's vote. And I think in a word, integrity comes to mind. I think that's more important. He realized it was an unconstitutional thing. So I think that's where we need to start in this country is, it's a word, integrity, and we're seriously lacking that, and I applaud him for that. I mean, I don't like Schiff either, but you got to start somewhere, and I applaud him for making the tough vote, which is to go with integrity. So that's all I have to say. Bye.
The reason Congressman Armstrong is given for voting against it, joining 19 other Republicans, is that it was unconstitutional. He wasn't going to vote for something that was constitutional. And that was based on this $16 million fine. Here's another call.
Yeah, on the $16 million Adam Schiff fine, who pays that? Is that the taxpayer that has to pay for his misbehaving? Or is that Adam Schiff? I think it should be Adam Schiff. I think he needs to get on every street corner and have vendors sell pencil neck bobblehead dolls of himself for $2 a piece with a clueless look on his face. So he's got a $16 million paid. Shouldn't come from taxpayers.
No, it wouldn't come from taxpayers. And I think the fine's going to get stripped out of it. They're going to vote on it again, would be my guess. They need to.
Who would pay that?
He would pay it. I mean, they're not voting on something to fine him $16 million that the taxpayers, pay for it. That's ridiculous.
Wow.
You've got some good news about somebody locally doing okay on Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, actually it was on Jeopardy.
Oh, Jeopardy.
Congratulations to Holly Hassel.
Holly Hassel. Okay. Way to go, Holly.
Well, doesn't want to play. Yeah, Holly Hassel's a professor at NDSU, and let's see. Is this it? There we go.
Lexi Preston owner. Yep. Congratulations to Holly Hassel, NDSU English professor.
Yep.
She took home $10,500 last night with the Jeopardy win. She unseated a six-day winner. Actually, he was in third place. He ended up in second. I believe she was $600 behind Amin, but he wagered a great big bet. It was a triple stumper, the final Jeopardy question. He wagered a great big bet. 11,000 something, and she only put in 1,000, so she won.
Nice. Very good, Holly. Congrats.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Nice chunk of change.
On Jeopardy.
Yep. I won on Jeopardy.
Love it. Here's a few of your text. Did Shifty Schiff worry about integrity when he started the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax?
You little pencil neck.
That's one of the best ever.
You little pencil neck.
Here's the best text of the day. It is a photo of a good-looking dog on one of the MyPillow pet beds.
Oh, yeah.
And his name is Ace. I have the photo here. And Ace used the promo code Scott. I love it.
Nicely done, Ace.
Way to go, Ace.
Finn loves his when he comes over.
Oh, yeah. Love that. By the way, the pet beds, discounted big time right now. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Thanks for sending a picture of Ace. That was cool. Scott, hearing John babble about Trump being guilty, he's an ever-Trumper, I'm turning the volume down until he's done. By the way, innocent until proven guilty. That's a good point. That's a good point. Did not agree with John about his assessment there either. But all opinions are welcome here on What's on Your Mind, right, Kev?
Absolutely.
Texter says, is being obnoxious going to provide you with free surgery and meds from the government for your gender crisis? Is being obnoxious going to provide you with free surgery and meds from the government for your gender crisis?
Yeah. Obnoxious would be one of the words you could probably use in there.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I see where you're going with that.
What a load of crap statement from Armstrong's office. Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. Just in case you missed it. Congressman Armstrong said the censor resolution as written is unconstitutional. It also censored him and then sent him to the Ethics Committee for an investigation. That's like convicting someone and then sending them to court for the trial. I voted to remove Adam Schiff from the Intel Committee and fought against him through two impeachments. But I won't vote for anything that violates the Constitution. All right. We don't like that answer, huh? I think that's a pretty good explanation. you know, I think for me personally, I would say, you know,
yeah,
sort all that out later. I'm voting for it, but Kelly's a lawyer. And, you know, he's going to say what he believes to be something unconstitutional. I'm not going to, if it violates the Constitution, I'm not voting for it.
And Swalwell and Schiff are both off. I believe they're both off intelligence, aren't they? Yeah, they are.
It's a principled, yep. It's a principled, you know, statement and position by Congressman Kelly Armstrong, for sure.
He'll be on. You can ask him about it yourself.
That's right. That's right. I said it. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. God bless.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.